Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, just talking a little bit about last night, the NBA draft. You got Tyrese Proctor from Duke, basically, has a shot to be a part of the team next year. Will be a part of the team next year. The question is how much he plays or not. But Tyrese Proctor from Duke, who the Cavaliers picked in the second round, is he going to be able to help out this roster? Where is this roster going? And what does the roster look like right now? And then also, Jeff, I do want to talk about here before we get to Sam Amico at 12:20. The impact of Dan Gilbert, maybe perhaps according to a report that he's going to sell a minority stake of the team, or at least he's looking to do that. First, let's go through the roster as we sit here tonight. And by adding Proctor, that does what?
Maybe makes you a little deeper on the wing. Hopefully he can play, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully he can play. And we're not disrespecting him or anything else. It's the reality of second round draft choices in the NBA. Hopefully he can become one of those guys who comes in and actually becomes a big-time NBA player, because it happens. I mean, there's usually one or two guys out of every draft who you think, yeah, that guy was pretty good, and maybe he can become one of those guys. Right now, according to Basketball Reference, the Cavaliers have 10 players under contract for next year.
Okay.
With guarantees for next year. And they also now have Proctor, so he'll have one of those. So that'll be 11 guys under contract for next year. The one thing about the roster, when I look at it, Andy, and I still wonder, and every time anybody says, "Boy, you should trade Jared Allen," which I think is a terrible idea. Right now, they have 3 players on the team who are taller than 6'8".
Oh, I thought you were going to say 3 players making more than 20 million. They actually have more than that.
I'm not worried about the money. Mm-hmm. That's my department. Okay. That's not me. I'm looking at the team. Mm-hmm. I'm not paying them. It's not my money. So I'm just looking at the team. I think they're small. I think they need at least one more big guy, if not two. And if you're going to talk about, we talked about the Indiana Pacers and the toughness and everything else. Not that the Pacers were very big, but they clearly out-toughed the Cavaliers, didn't they?
Yes.
Seemed to.
Yes.
Well, what are usually good tough guys? Is it 6'1", 6'2", 6'3" guys? Or is it 6'8", 6'9", 6'10" guys?
You could start at 6'6" and go higher if you wanted to.
All right.
Be a little short. But
right now, the only guys on the team who are taller than 6'8", and the 6'8" guy is Amani Bates, and he's might weigh 120 pounds. Hmm. Dean Wade, Evan Mobley, Jared Allen. That's it. Those are your only guys who are taller than 6'8". And I just think you need some bigger guys. It seems simple to me. You need more size. Size seems to benefit you when you're in the NBA.
Especially during the playoffs if you're playing a little bit more physical, yeah.
Well, maybe. And I just think you need to do that. DeAndre Hunter's also 6'8". He's also lean and mean, but he's a pretty good defender. I like DeAndre.
Is Tristan gone off this list?
Yeah, okay, Tristan. So if Tristan's back, Andy, he won't play any more than he did this year. So I wouldn't count on him to be a factor from a playing standpoint. No disrespect. He's 34, and he's clearly not LeBron or Kevin Durant when it comes to being able to produce at a high level at an older age.
They only had, two guys on the roster last year that were over 30, right? Tristan and Javonte Green, who,
And he came in late.
Yeah.
I would be surprised if Tristan's back. Maybe he will be. I'd be even more stunned if they play him any great length of time. So I would think they still need to go into free agency here, looking for that veteran who wants to sign for the veteran minimum, and think that this would be a good spot for a year.
Is this where I ask you if LeBron's coming back or not, without asking you that?
So I think that's what they have to look at, is getting some size there.
Was that an answer? by not answering?
Yes. And I wonder, are you looking to keep the core four together? Fine. I wonder if you have any trade value. You tell me if you guys think that these guys have any trade value.
Okay. Garland, yes.
I'm not talking about those guys.
Okay.
Ty Jerome.
Mitchell, yes.
Ty Jerome's a free agent. Sam Merrill's a free agent. You know, you could do sign and trade with those guys, maybe. Again, when it comes to all the money stuff, I'm not your guy. I'll readily admit that. But, you know, it might be possible to pull off some kind of sign and trade or something like that. Does Isaac Okoro have any trade value? Because if you have Jalen Tyson at 6'6 on the wing, who can do some things offensively and play some D, and if you have Proctor on the wing and handling the ball as well, who can play some D, as David Shumate told us in the 11 o'clock hour,
right,
play-by-play voice at Duke, thought he was a really terrific outside defender, and can handle the ball and shoot the three, which Isaac doesn't do either of those very well. I'm sure they'd love to move him. He's making some money. I wonder, can you get anything from him in a trade?
Other than getting him off the books?
Other than getting him off the books. Could you find a team that has a spare big guy? And maybe you throw in a couple of second-round picks and you just swap players? Hey, you take our guy who we're not crazy about anymore, even though the Cavs will tell you they're crazy about him, but they keep drafting guys his size who have his skill set plus offense.
Yes.
So that should be telling, shouldn't it?
Yes.
In this new world of the NBA with these two aprons, I don't think he has any value because he's got a $10 million contract and every team is already in the first apron. So there's no place that you can even go, okay, here's Isaac Okoro and 3 second round picks. Like, I don't even know if that exists anymore.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Interesting.
There's value to a team that might believe that he is hasn't reached his potential here or something.
That clearly wants a guy who's a physical 6'5 guy who can play some defense.
Who's a real good defender, but boy, if the finals have taught us anything of late, you can't have those guys on the floor.
Yeah, I know.
They get played off the floor in the playoffs.
That's why I'm wondering if there's anything there.
And you're not going to win 5-on-4 offensively.
I personally think if they
unless
go in
Steph Curry,
right,
and I don't mean to pick on Isaac. It's just we've seen plenty of him, and game's just not there.
But Jeff, just even to reiterate things that you say all the time, it's the fit, and I don't. Does anyone feel like the fit is there for him right now?
Well, let's put it this way. What are you going to think next year? And we saw that winning like crazy in the regular season, though good, isn't the be-all, end-all, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you got smoked in the second round of the playoffs. What are you going to think next year if Kenny Atkinson turns to his bench and puts in Isaac Okoro while Jalen Tyson doesn't play? Or while Tyrese Proctor doesn't play?
You're right. I think the same thing you're thinking.
Those are 6'6", 6'5 guys. Which one do you want to play? Let me rephrase that. Which one don't you want to play? Well, if it's a choice of two of those guys getting minutes, I don't want it to be Isaac. I've seen enough. So I would give the minutes to the other guys, and if I could move Isaac, I would.
I know this might not sound right, but I also think there's an X factor to this roster next year as you continue. I mean, your thoughts on the potential for Isaac to be any kind of value to try to go to another team. And I can't remember who said this to us earlier in the week, but it started me thinking a little bit more about DeAndre Hunter. Cause I think we kind of took him.
Boy, I hope he starts.
Yeah. I mean, we took him for a little bit for granted because when he came in, the team had won 16 in a row, something like that. When he first came in,
the team was hot like crazy.
And then it's not like he was 100% during the playoffs. And for some reason, I just don't feel like we hit the potential But the point that was brought up that I thought was kind of brilliant was Hunter now has a chance to come into camp with the team, be ready for the season. It's not like you're just trying to throw some guy in and he had to learn
on the fly, and he did a pretty good job of it.
He did. And imagine now that he's got a little bit of a ramp to understand these guys even more and to see what he looks like in a full season with he could be such a dangerous X factor for Mitchell or for Mobley in trying to make this thing sing a little bit more than it was. I'm looking forward to that.
Can I tell you something that I saw that you're not going to like?
Don't tell me this. Keep going. Yep.
I don't agree with this. I wouldn't do this. I've seen a couple of places where analysts have written DeAndre Hunter would be a good trade chip.
For what, again, I ask?
Well, that's my point. Is I think with fit, he's the perfect fit.
I think you got to let that marinate more.
I do too. I wouldn't think of moving DeAndre Hunter personally. I think, except for one thing, he's making like $24 million. That's a lot of money. And this team with the second apron and all that, he's expected to make $24.9 million. Excuse me, 23.3 next year.
23 this year, 24.9 next year. Yeah.
And so, you know, he's got a lot of money. But he's also the guy you went out and traded for. And I think he is a really good fit along with Jared Allen and Evan Mobley and your guards.
Does that change if you think he's the good fit?
And I'd bring Max Strus off the bench. I'd love to see that kind of energy coming off the bench.
Does Hunter flow, though, if Garland's, and I say yes, but if Garland's not on the team or you decide you're going to trade Jared Allen, does that change the way you think about him if you don't have those other guys on the roster? That's a conversation they probably would kick around for a second. I like DeAndre Hunter. I don't care
who
he's playing with.
If they found, you know, I think Darius is a really good player. It's about fit. And I think they could be a more dangerous playoff type of team if they had a different fit in the backcourt. I've made no effort to change my thought on that because I still believe it. Yet I think Darius is a really good NBA player. It's about the fit. And I think DeAndre's scoring with the Cavs probably will never be what it was when he was with the Hawks. You're just looking at it quickly, he averaged 14 points a game just coming in with the Cavs. He averaged 19. He was the leading scorer off the bench in the NBA in Atlanta this year.
Mm-hmm.
And so averaged a few points fewer. But he's never been, you know, a high 20-point-a-game guy. I just think that he's going to need shots in this offense. And Jared Allen probably won't get as many looks. Evan should get more looks. Donovan should keep about the same number of looks he had in the regular season, and please don't, even though you might need to, jack up 29 or 30 shots a game in the playoffs. And I'd love to see Darius be more pass first and score second. I think it would make them a better team all the way around.
Sam Amico tries to put some kind of perspective on everything that we've been talking about this morning when it comes to the Cavaliers, or this afternoon, when it comes to Tyrese Proctor being drafted last night and where this team's going and just the roster that even we just discussed. Where is this thing going for the Cavaliers? Baskin and Phelps, 216-474-0092-923, The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.